I'm Rick Moore, and this is Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. All right, very pleased now to be joined by Ty Hapworth, who is an at-large city councilor in the city of Salem. And Ty, welcome to MSO.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, it's I love the inflection in your voice, man. It's an exciting time. It's an exciting time right now, and it's great to see things opening up again.
Definitely. All right, and you got me early in the morning too, so that may change later on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I haven't had my second cup of coffee yet, but we'll get there. First thing I'd like to do is ask you about your experience as a first-term city councilor. I mean, you have certain beliefs and feelings and agendas and ideas when you go into it. You have had experience, obviously, following city happenings, but between what you were expecting and what you've learned in the past year, maybe some similarities or some differences in what you were expecting, a little idea of how you've acclimated to this job.
So I think the majority of, or I guess the biggest learning for me has been the amount of impact and things that can happen behind the scenes you don't see in a council meeting. I think these are things that I'd heard from, you know, previous city councilors about their experience and why they enjoyed the job. But I think that, you know, it can be frustrating. I think for anybody watching city, local government, or particularly national government, it can be very frustrating to watch the meetings and the things that actually get done in the meetings. And I think that, you know, unfortunately in Salem, I think we were no exception over the last year. We did get some big things done. We got big funding for our parks. We got some affordability initiatives passed. So those were all good things. But I think that the things that were most satisfying to me were just the things that could happen behind the scenes. So whether it's working with a local ward counselor to address issues in their wards, or just working on projects that were important to specific groups of people. We've been doing some work around, if you're familiar with what used to be called the Heritage Line or the Red Line in Salem, working on updating that and modernizing that, and that's been about a year-long process of a working group that I've been working on to sort of tell a more inclusive story of Salem and update it and start talking about the standards around our historical signage and how we talk to people outside of Salem about our own history. So I think some of those things around just initiatives that are important to people. And I think that there are things that can happen behind the scenes that I found some satisfaction in over the last year. And things in the meetings for sure, like I said, that we've gotten some things done, but it can be painfully slow to try to get the votes on board or to try to get things passed in a city council meeting.
Well, I think that's one thing that's common to almost all experiences, you know, professionally or publicly, in that you have, from the outside looking in, you have a certain view of what's going on and say, hey, why this or why not that? Then when you get in and learn the machinations and all the intricacies, it's different. When you first got on the council, there has to be a learning curve in terms of rules and procedures and all that. How does that work? How do you get that information and get that training, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, our city clerk does a pretty good job of taking the new counselors under her wing a little bit, trying to just go through the basics of what happens in a meeting and what this looks like. But a lot of it is, you know, we are fortunate to have a group of experienced counselors, Counselor McCarthy, Counselor Sargent, Counselor Turiel, Counselor Medor, Counselor Flynn, Counselor Dominguez are into their second terms, Counselor Dibble. So we have people who have some knowledge about how the process works. And fortunately, you know, there are certainly some partisan politics that happens, but around the procedures, people are respectful of the procedures, and no matter what side you sit on, people try to make sure that things flow relatively smoothly.
Partisan politics.
So just a lot, just learning from peers about, you know, the process and what it looks like.
Now, as an at-large counselor, you mentioned a couple of things that you've been working on, and you are running for re-election, and so an idea or two of what maybe your, I'm going to use the word loosely here, pet projects might be?
Yeah. So for me, the things that I guess started now and that I want to see through to their completion, we did get the ADU ordinance passed, which is an affordability initiative. And I think from someone who appreciates historic preservation, I think it's a more of a traditional historically appropriate way of growing neighborhoods and communities. So that was an important one. That's in the books and that's done. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. The other ones that are important to me moving forward is, number one is a demolition delay. So there's just things, I guess, to group it all together is, the way our development is happening in Salem and how it's impacting prices.
Okay. Sure.
And the aesthetics of our neighborhoods and traffic and infrastructure and all these things that concern neighbors. The first one is the demolition delay. So looking at a way to disincentivize developers from coming down, knocking down a building, and building something generic up in its place.
I look forward to following that because I live in Gloucester, and there's a lot of that concern as well. You know, I want to circle back, if I could, Ty, to the last year that has been so difficult. And for many reasons, many ways, we'll talk about businesses and restaurants and so on. But you mentioned the intricacies of a Salem City Council meeting. And did you find working remotely and doing these the Zoom meetings or whatever, more, I don't want to say participation, but maybe more audience viewing, more people involved in going to a city council meeting online?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, from the inside, as a counselor, I think I would always appreciate to be in front of the people that I'm discussing the issue with.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like participation of Salem residents, it was much better with Zoom. It was something that we saw, you know, 600% increases
wow.
in cases on specific issues that people were coming in and giving public testimony or just tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has been a big leap forward, I think, for local city governments because it, you know, there are very passionate people who will show up to every meeting, but it's about the same 30 people
right.
For the in-person meetings. And not to say we don't appreciate those voices, and we do, but they do represent a group of people who are generally not probably single parents, generally not younger with mm-hmm. with demanding careers, you know, generally people who have the means to get into City Hall. And that's not everybody in Salem. There's people who live in neighborhoods that may not have access to transportation or they may not have access to childcare. And the ability of those people to give public testimony on important issues that are going to affect all of us, I think is great. And I think it's something that is an issue that's in my government services committee that I chair is trying to continue to allow the Zoom participation as we move forward.
Yeah, that's pretty cool because I know even most cities and towns, they have some kind of local cable service that'll put on local cable. But, you know, not everybody has that availability, and almost everybody has a smartphone, you know, minimally.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's
interesting. And the local cable is great, but it doesn't allow participation. You can watch.
Right.
But the Zoom element does allow people to sort of just tune in, make their voice heard, and then go about their night.
Yeah, and I know the legislature is mulling that over right now as to whether to, you know, continue to allow that kind of thing. I think it's cool. So there is some good that came out of this. And if I could tie, you know, just wrapping up maybe the last year or so, you know, restaurants seem to be the hardest hit, but so many people were out of work and so on. The economy is coming back right now. And what do you see as a positive happening now in terms of the city residents and the economy and the city in general?
I think the biggest positive over the last year was that I think we're at a net zero loss of businesses in Salem.
We
there are a few that didn't make it through the pandemic, and that was unfortunate, but we did have some that started up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that a lot of the dire predictions that we had, that I had, about just what this would do to small business in Salem didn't come to pass. And I think a lot of that is Salem residents rallied around the businesses here. And we didn't have the tourism that we had in previous years. We had locals ordering takeout, waiting in line to get into, you know, home decor stores in Salem or just trying to do everything they could to support local businesses. We had a thing we called Tip the Tab in Salem for restaurants where they said, okay, whatever your tab is, if you have the ability,
mm-hmm.
tip that same amount. So if you spend $80 on takeout, tip $80 to the servers. And I think a lot of those things helped people just get through a really challenging and difficult time. And, you know, I think of all the potential outcomes, I think we're in a pretty good place with those.
Well, you didn't have haunted happenings either, you know, so, you know, hopefully that'll be coming back. I talk with Kate Fox a lot, and it looks like things are coming back, you know, those kinds of activities a little bit at a time. as we emerge from this thing. And speaking of that, you know, this is Pride Month, and I noticed in Salem there's something going on with crosswalks. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, something that was started several years back, years prior to my time on the council, where groups of volunteers would get together and in the first, usually the first week of July, would paint the crosswalks, two crosswalks, rainbow colors. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we have continued moving forward. It's something that over the last 2 years I've been fortunate to be able to take the, I guess, the lead on just coordinating with the city, coordinating supplies, police details, volunteers. And we did two crosswalks on June 1st. We had the Washington Street one near City Hall, and then the Derby Street one down near the Waterfront Hotel. And then last week we had some leftover paint, so last week we did two more sort of pop-up surprise ones. We did one at Salem High School with all Salem Public Schools kids as volunteers, and partnering with the Boston Renegades, a women's football team.
Oh, cool.
And we did another one on Bridge Street with some of the volunteers from that neighborhood over there. And I think just it's the way people support each other here in Salem, I think it extends to people in marginalized communities, and I think that Pride Month has been, no matter what your, you know, sexual orientation is, I think that people really embrace this month here in Salem as a time to sort of show who we are as a community and that we support our neighbors. And I think one of the things that I love about this town.
All right, you just really got your feet wet as you joined in a really you know, calm time to become a first-time counselor. But no, I know how hectic it has been, and that means probably you've got some background now as you go for re-election. And what's the best way for people to either contact you, ask you questions, or I want to say give you advice. I won't say that,
I'll always take advice.
Okay, all right.
And people are always ready to give it, and I appreciate that. So I think the best way is to get a hold of me is any way I guess people feel comfortable. So you can email me at thapworth@salem.com. I try to respond to every email I get, even if it's the entire group of counselors. But you can also call me. My number is listed on the city website.
Okay.
You can reach out to me on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, whatever is most comfortable. And people tend to do it in all different ways. And that's I try to respond to everything that comes in.
All right, and I will link to thapworth.com as well. We'll have this up on our post. Ty, anything else
Actually,
you want?
There's just one other thing.
Sure.
If you do go to thapworth.com, there is a section on there where you can schedule a Zoom call with me also. So that's another way to get for people to sort of reach out and get time to discuss issues. Because I do find that the person-to-person conversation is much better than the comment section on a Facebook page.
Yeah, right.
On a Facebook page. People
right.
tend to find more common ground in one-on-one communication. So
yeah, and sometimes when you see those letters in all caps, you're thinking, why is he yelling at me? So,
yeah, definitely.
I get that. All right, anything else you want to mention, Ty, about your first term or what you expect to do coming up?
No, I just think that we just want to continue to keep tackling the biggest issues that are in front of us. So those things like climate change, housing affordability, and the scale of development here in Salem, I think just continuing to tackle those issues and to do it with an open mind and, I guess compassion for each other, because local politics can get tough sometimes. But those are things that are most important to me, and I'm going to continue pushing for that moving forward.
All right, that's Salem City Councilor at-large Ty Hapworth. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. This has been Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Connect with Connections by emailing msonewsports@gmail.com.